John, we want to take a couple of minutes here today. The second annual replacement female sale hosted by the Ohio Cattlemen's Association is coming up at the end of November. What are you expecting as far as this replacement sale?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious the market is good now in the beef industry. I think all classes of cattle are kind of at record highs, and you know, so I guess we view this sale as a kind of a service, a member service to the High Cattlemen's membership, you know, an opportunity to sell some animals. But, you know, through extension for years, we've talked about adding females, bred females to the herds in Ohio. You know, after the Ag Census came out, it was shown that the average herd size in Ohio is roughly 16 and a half cows. And so there are some specific challenges with that as far as raising replacement females and doing it right in a smaller herd that may not have you know, as many lots or as many subdivisions that could divide out animal groups. So we've always kind of pushed this concept about adding bred replacement females to the herd as a way to, you know, maybe change your genetics, allow you to keep a herd bull for a longer time. So it kind of worked with what we promoted through extension and tying in with the service side for OCA.
John, who would benefit the most from this replacement female sale, do you think?
Well, I think both sides, buyers and sellers. I don't know, you know, obviously it's a great time to sell cattle. Prices are high, but if you look at the potential return on investment, you know, the way feeder calf prices are, I think buyers also have a chance to recoup prices. You know, last year we had our first sale, and it just so happened that we sold heifers. We had a couple of heifers that had their first calves by the time the sale came around. But this, we can take consignments of cows up to 5 years of age as of January 1/15. So it's not just a heifer sale, it's a replacement female sale. But I think, you know, it's a selling opportunity. Not a lot of folks have a chance to sell females at a consignment sale like this. So it's kind of an opportunity for that small breeder that, you know, wants to merchandise. Plus, for the buyer. So I guess I think it's equal. I know some folks are a little taken back at some of the prices today when you see what feeder calves are bringing or cull cows on the market. So, you know, if you haven't followed the market lately, just cull animals, cows that are open, going for harvest. There's quite a bit of value on those animals. So prices are higher. So it's a little bit like gas prices, Dave. I don't think you and I expect to pay $2 for gas anytime soon.
John, for those with females for sale, is there still time to consign them to the replacement female sale?
Yes, our posted deadline is October 1 this week, but, you know, somebody would call and get, you know, lace your intentions in. We'd like to have it firmed up within the next week or so, but, you know, we've got several commitments, but we would like to get a couple more. I think we've got a really nice diverse set of genetics so far, and it looks like the quality is going to be really good. But if we can add a few more, that'd be a positive thing too. So, you know, if you've got any questions about the details of the sale, you can go to the Ohio Cattlemen's website, ohiocattle.org, and the entry blanks and the rules and things like that. There's some basic health requirements. We ask if they be palpated or pregnancy diagnosed within 60 days of the sale. Of course, the sale day is Friday evening, November 28th, the Friday night after Thanksgiving. And if anybody is curious why we sold with that date last year, there's always a lot of competition for dates. But you have to work around the beginning of deer season and the Ohio State-Michigan football game. That's some of the priorities we had to work through. But we'll take those entries anytime in the next week or so. So you can call the Cattlemen's at 614-873-6736 or pull off the entry information off the website at ohiocattle.org.
All right. John, for those that might be interested in being at the sale to buy, will information on what's consigned be available as we get closer to November 28th?
Yes, what we did last year, I think it worked pretty well, is we'll try to get the breeding information and the pedigree, well, as much pedigree information as far as breed composition, age, things like that. And if my limited photographic skills will hold true, we'll try to take some videos of the sale offering and post those on YouTube videos prior to the sale so people could at least get a visual take on some of the animals that we're selling.
All right. John, anything else about the replacement female sale that you'd like to mention?
No, I think, Dave, that was good. You let me hit the highlights again. It is on Friday evening, November 28th, at the Muskingum Livestock Sale Facility in Zanesville, right off of Interstate 70. Starts at 7 p.m. And again, if you have any questions, you can contact the cattleman's office or the website. I think folks last year were rewarded for selling high quality animals, and I would expect the same to hold true this year.